So this is a mindfulness acceptance exercise. So make yourself comfortable. Uncross your legs and arms. Find a comfy spot for your head. And for just the first few moments, I'd like you to do is just focus on your breathing. Breathing nice and deep and slow in through your nose and out through your mouth. And focusing on your breath, focusing on the movement of the air, just letting your whole body settle down and relax. So continuing to focus on your breath, noticing the breath moving in slowly in through the nose, all the way deep down into the chest. And exhaling and letting go. Good. So when you're practicing this exercise, it's good to find a comfy spot where you won't be disturbed, where you can spend as much time as you need just focusing on the exercise, the emotions, the thoughts, the feelings, the behaviors, without being disturbed by another family member, a phone, or an animal. So taking a few more moments to focus on your breath. Focus on the position of your feet, your arms, your legs, just relaxing into this experience. So this mindfulness acceptance exercise can be challenging at first. Staying with emotions, with thoughts, with feelings in our body, with behaviors, can be very challenging, especially when we're not used to sitting with it, observing it, understanding it, being with it. You may notice initially a repulsion, an intolerance, a frustration, a resistance. And if you acknowledge those emotions, just notice them and continue with the experience. Notice them, where you feel them, how intense they are, but continuing with the experience, noticing that the more you practice it, the easier it gets. So as you continue to focus on your breath, I'm just going to explain what this exercise is all about. So this mindfulness acceptance exercise is very different than the other kind of work we've been doing. The other kind of work has been about noticing thoughts, identifying the thoughts, labeling the thoughts, and learning to challenge the thoughts by coming up with alternative information, data, experiences, looking at it differently. The other kind of work has been very active in changing our experience. However, this exercise is a very different approach. In this exercise, we're choosing to sit with it, examine it, be with it, let it be what it may. And in an interesting way, the experience changes as we do that. It changes all on its own. So this exercise is about getting better at staying with emotions, thoughts, feelings, behaviors, whether we like them, whether we want them, whether we're repulsed by them, frustrated by them, whatever we're experienced to it is, it's about staying with it, whatever it is, however it changes. So again, this exercise is not about making you feel different or better, however this may happen. The idea instead is to bring compassion, awareness, acceptance to all and any sensation, emotion, urges that you have. To let those stay in your mind, in your awareness, in your body. To bring a loving kindness, acceptance, and awareness to the experience, whatever it may be. The exercise is to get better at feeling, not at feeling better. To get better at feeling. So mindful acceptance is a skill that comes with time. The more you practice it, the better you'll get at it. And it is a skill that you can apply in any area of your life. Whether you're listening to the recording, which is generally recommended at first, or just going through it in your mind wherever you are. It's an exercise you can do anywhere, at any time, in any situation. Sometimes it's just as simple as stealing away a few moments in a washroom or a private space. So again, bring yourself back to your breath, just noticing your breath, noticing the sensations in your body, whatever they are. Bring your awareness to the physical sensation that you experience, especially between the points of contact between your arms, your backs, your leg, and the furniture, your feet, and the floor. And as you practice this exercise at home, it's usually best to find a place you can comfortably sit, but not lay, where your feet will be in contact with the floor, where you won't be disturbed. So as you pay attention to the breath, just notice the gentle rise and fall of the breath, all the way in through your nose, through your chest, down into your belly, and out, leaving, releasing, exhaling any tension and tightness. The breath is like an ocean wave, easily coming in and retreating back out to the ocean. Focus on the inhalation and all the way in, and then focus on the exhalation and all the way out. Notice the changing pattern of the breath, breath to breath, how it changes, so much movement in the body with every breath. Feel the sensations in your body as your breath moves in, as you make contact with the floor and the furniture. There's no need to control your breath in any way. Just simply let the breath breathe all by itself. Bring a gentle attitude of allowing to the breath. Allow it to be whatever it is, whatever pace, rhythm, depth it is. There's nothing to be changed or fixed with the breath. There's no particular state to be achieved. Let it be what it is. Allow your experience right now to be whatever it is. Don't try to force it, change it, make it into anything. Don't need it to be other than it is. Allow it to be exactly as it is, as it changes from moment to moment in whatever way. And your mind will wander. This is what the mind does. And when it does, notice what it's wandered off to. Without frustration, impatience, intolerance, just notice with curiosity what it's wandered off to. And congratulate yourself for noticing that it's wandered off. And then connect with your breath again. Breathing in, all the way in. Exhaling, connect with the points of contact between your body and the furniture and the floor. Come back to the breath. And at every point we do this exercise, I'll have you at different points come back to the breath. Come back to the gentle rise and fall, not forcing it, not changing it, not manipulating the breath in any way. Coming back to the contact between the body, the chair, and the floor. Come back to all the changing sensations with every breath. Bringing a quality of kindness, compassion, acceptance for your experience, whatever it may be in that moment, allowing it to be whatever it is. Being patient and curious, noticing moment to moment changes, whatever they may be, if there's any. Knowing it's natural for the mind to wander. Noticing with curiosity and kindness where it's wandered off to. Not needing it to think of anything else or change the thoughts. Just being curious, and then come back to your breath. Come back to your breath. The deep inhalation, as deep as it goes for you in that moment. The exhalation, coming back to the sensations of movement in the body, the points of contact between the body, the chair, and the floor. Staying with the breath, bringing a quality of kindness, compassion, acceptance for your experience, whatever it is, in that moment, letting it be what it is. Good. So now what I'd like you to do is bring to mind a situation recently where you felt distress of some sort, be it sadness, frustration, a numbness, a guilt, a self-blame, feelings of hopelessness, powerlessness, helplessness, anger. Come back to the distress. Remember as much as you can. Remember where you were, what you were doing, saying or not saying, where you were, who was with you. Time of day, day of the week. Try to remember as much as you can. Try to remember too. The feelings, the many, many feelings you had. And just list them in your mind. As hard and challenging as that may be, just do your best. And then try to isolate the strongest emotion. And notice where you felt that in your body. Where was the strongest sensation of that emotion in your body? Notice too what you were thinking about you, about the other person, about the situation, the past and the future. What you were believing, what you wanted most. Notice the thoughts running through your head, as many and fast and furious as they may come at times. See the words, see the messages, see the meaning, feel it. Notice what you are believing about you and the other person, the future and the past. And because of these thoughts and feelings, these sensations in your body, what were you doing, not doing? What did you want to do? Notice that drive. Notice the urge. Notice the behavior. Notice what you weren't doing as well. Feel, notice the strength, the veracity of that drive, that urge, that push, that pull. If you could have done anything in that moment, what would you have done if there were no repercussions? Notice it all. Take a moment to notice it all. Notice the intensity. Notice the energy. Look upon your experience in that moment as you step outside of yourself. Observing you. Send yourself some kindness, some compassion, some acceptance, some comfort. Send that love, that kindness, that compassion, that acceptance your way. If you could have done something for you in that moment, what would you have done? Bring that to mind. Let your experience in that moment be everything that it was. Don't change it. Don't be mad or frustrated or wish it didn't happen. Just be with it. Notice it. Experience it, allow it to be there. Feel the pain, feel the deep sadness, the longing, the desire, the wishing, the hoping. Feel it all. If you ever notice as you're attending that it's difficult to focus, that there's repulsion, resistance, frustration, just come back to your breath. Come back to the rise and fall of the chest, the deep inhalations and exhalations. Come back to the movements of the breath, the points of contact between your body and the floor and the chair. The furniture, and then return to observing when you're able, when you can, but stay as best you can with your focus on and into the discomfort. Notice how deep it runs. Notice the intensity. No matter how bad it seems, look at it, feel it, experience it. What does it really feel like? What does it really look like? If you could act on those emotions in this moment, without repercussion, how intense would they be? How intense would the actions, the response? Notice the thoughts about you, the situation, the feelings you're having. Are you worrying? Are you labeling? Getting worse, scary, overwhelming, can't handle it? Is there judgments? Are you thinking about the experience? And if so, simply return to the experience as it is, not as you judge it to be. Stay in it, stay with it. Don't judge it. stay with the thoughts, like them or not like them, whatever they may be. Stay with the urges, whether you're repulsed, frightened, saddened, overwhelmed by them, whatever they may be. Stay with the intensity of the sensation in your body, in your stomach, in your chest. Shame or heaviness, a knotted feeling, a frightened feeling, an agitation, whatever it is, stay with it. You can label any judgment. You can label any appraisals, estimations, or anticipations as judgments, evaluations. See it for what it is. Experience it for what it is, not what your mind tells you it is. And bring kindness and compassion to your experience, just as you would to anyone else. For the distress, for the intensity, for the fire, for the rage, for the sadness, for the overwhelm. No matter how intense, make room for it. Allow the discomfort to be there. Notice how much room it needs. Give it that room to take up space in your entire body, to fill the room, the house, the city block. Give it as much space as it needs. See and notice how much space it needs. Allow yourself to be present with it, moment to moment. Notice fears or doubts or worries. Just notice and acknowledge their presence. Don't work on them or change them. Just be present with it. Hold it in your awareness. Make room for it. Let it ooze out, let it get bigger, let it get stronger or weaken, whatever it does. Open up to it, accept it, feel it. Have compassion, kindness, acceptance, and awareness of it. Notice if you're tensing up or resisting, pushing away from the experience. Make space for it. Must these feelings or thoughts or urges be your enemy? Let the intensity peak, ebb and flow like the waves of the ocean. Notice the waves, notice the distinct difference, one wave, this distinctness with the next wave. It feels like one big wave, but it's actually distinct events. Wave upon wave, some small, some medium, some large. Make room for it. What does it really feel like moment to moment? Let yourself feel it. Let yourself stay with it. Let yourself be with it. Notice how much room it takes, and if or in any way it's changing. But letting the experience be whatever it is, always noticing resistance, fear, overwhelm, sadness, with letting it be. Reminding yourself, repeating to yourself, let me experience what there is to feel, because it's my experience right now. Let me experience what there is to feel, because it's my experience right now. Notice any attempt to push it down, push it away, to numb it, to escape from it, to move more into the rational mind versus the emotional experience. To dissect it, to problem solve it. Notice the those urges and come back to the experience as it is, not as your mind is trying to change it. Open up to it, embrace it. Notice new thoughts coming along as you just sit with it. Notice new sensations flowing as you stay with it. New emotions, new urges. Invite all of it in. Allow it to be there. Soften to it, open to it. Notice the resistance, the repulsion, the worry, the fear to it. And come back to it as it is. Notice how it changes. Maybe staying the same, getting worse, getting better, whatever. Just notice. Don't force it to change. Don't make it change. Don't wish it to change. Just stay with it. Be with it. Notice it. Accept it. Make room for it. Come back to your breath as you need to. Stay with the discomfort for as long as it pulls your attention, for as long as it seems intense, distressful, overwhelming. And when you sense that it settles, it's no longer pulling you as much, you can become back to your breath. Just take all the time you need to stay with it, to notice, to observe. Notice too any new thoughts, new sensations, new urges, new behaviors, and the old as well. Notice it all. Embrace it, whatever it is. Notice too the resistance, the repulsion, the attempt to numb, to change, to escape. Come back to your breath. Notice how your experience, there was ebb and flow, intensity, fear, resistance, urges, judgments, assessments. Notice the whole experience from start to finish. Just taking a moment to make an intention to yourself, to bring an attitude of gentle allowing, acceptance, patience, kindness, awareness to whatever experience you have, whatever emotion, whatever thought, whatever urge, whatever behavior, sensation in your body, to bring an intention of allowing, accepting, embracing, compassion, kindness to all and any experiences. And each and every time you practice this exercise, it'll be different. Perhaps a little bit different, moderately different, or substantially different. But each and every time you practice, just take a moment at the close to note to yourself in what way it was helpful, enlightening, difficult, challenging. And each and every time you practice, the ability to stay with our emotions, our thoughts, the sensations in our body, our behaviors, to stay with it, to observe it, to allow it to be there, instead of numbing, escaping, or avoiding in some way, or instead of diving into emotions, allowing them wash over us, take over and hijack us. This skill comes with time. And at first when you practice, you may use the recording quite a bit. But as you get better and better, you'll notice you can just take a few moments. Be it in your car or your vehicle. Just a few moments of quietness. Steal away to a bathroom or a quiet space. Whenever you notice anything intense, distressing, overwhelming, or even if it's a positive thing or in your mind should be positive, but you notice that resistance, just steal away some time, dig into it, let it be there, look at it, observe it, stay with it, always coming back to the breath, to the sensations in the body, to the points of contact when you need to, noticing where your mind wanders off to, noticing too resistance, repulsion, frustration, noticing it all as part of the experience. And so when you're ready, you can open your eyes and return to the room around you.